Oh, when are we going to wind up stateside again?
I visited Canada recently, but it's not the same.
Stupid Canadians.
French.
I just want me a good old-fashioned steak and some whiskey. Sorry, I'm getting some glares from the left-handed. Better get going. That's me.
Yep. Well, okay. So if I need, if we need to talk to anyone else here too, I'm still on for the rest of our time. Hey! No, for once, the dust is actually gone from my duster. I feel
dry. I feel wet. It's so humid.
It's sticking to me now. Well.
Steak would go.
The ship just got back from India. They visited a sacred temple there.
Which one? There are plenty of sacred temples in India.
I'm sorry, the guy I was talking with doesn't know anything about your heathen religion.
He does like steak.
It's called Hindu.
Heathen.
Say with Hindu. That's the proper word.
He then.
Look. No, I don't know how you get the T, but it's Hindu.
Maybe she's kind of bad American.
Look, I'm a God-fearing Christian man.
What?
Christian. Jesus.
Who is this?
Jesus. Son of God?
Which one?
Died for our sins?
There's a lot of gods. Which...
No, there's one God. God.
No, there's a pantheon. There's many gods.
God. Jehovah? I think, right?
Yeah. Yahweh. Actually.
American. Right, we can have this discussion later, and I can teach you how to be a proper Christian.
And I can teach you how to really say Hindu.
Heathen.
No, the king made his own religion to divorce his wife. I don't really care here.
I suppose I could be saying I'm also Protestant, but...
Catholics are bad too. Remember, 1890s.
True. I'm not.
Anyone who is not white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant.
Wasp.
Wasp?
Wasp.
That's white, that's Anglo-Saxon, the term.
Protestant. Oh, okay. Right. Well, they went to a temple. They got some. They may have some sort of sacred artifact on board.
Which is probably what Thidon and Donovan caught on to.
Yeah. So, it's quite likely that Thidon and Donovan are either still on board or there might be some sort of hints.
Well, considering there was the women were hired to shoot people who were asking about those two, they obviously know about those two, and that's probably half of them.
Yeah. Do you want to check the boat out? They're supposed to be here for another week or so.
Yeah, the Gavala must have really good negotiators. I always get them for like cheap price. They give you £3 to kill anybody who asks about anything about it.
Do you realize when we came into town, it was costing us what? 3 shillings a night for an inn or something? £3 is a lot of money to the average citizen.
Mm-hmm. It's a hell of a lot, considering the average monthly pay of a worker is £4. Let's see. A labor worker, we'd say, what, earns $10 an hour? You know, for like a construction worker times
sure.
40 hours.
Is $400.
Five week is $1,600. And so this is 3/4 of that. So they're being paid basically $1,200
for a day's worth of work.
Yeah,
not even
that. And when you are desperate for money, hell yeah. All
right. Well, did we want to wait till night? Then we can take a look.
Sure. All the sailors will be out, but the women.
I suppose that can be arranged.
We have to get on a boat.
All right, you guys are now kind of looking at the
boat in the dark.
Boat in the darkness.
Okay. So everyone,
was it this one or that one?
You can see that up on deck are a kind of two sailors. they don't look particularly happy to be there. But you see two sailors standing on the ship, kind of doing that. Walking on deck, kind of keeping an eye out.
Everyone needs to roll stealth, I guess?
Yep. If everyone is going to stealth out, then everyone needs to give a stealth check. Since this is on a boat, your phobia comes to effect, and it is a -2 for you.
On a boat?
Apparently, Ivan got a 14.
This is what Ivan does.
Yeah.
Maybe a distraction?
You could always go try and distract the guards.
Did we gotta get on the boat?
Not necessarily.
You could try calling them down. I mean, here, cut your shirt open a little.
I'll try. Oh god. At least I got
my explosion.
Actually, if I wore my normal outfit, it would be down here, and my belly would be showing.
So, 2 fives and a 14.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead and give me your persuasion. As basically, you're kind of standing there, leaning over the railing, looking at the ship.
Okay.
That's right, boobs.
4.
8.
Okay, so that will subtract 2 from their notice rolls. A 0 and a -1. They're two sailors who are now in port who are being asked to stay away from the drinking and whoring.
At least it's something to look at.
They're not even subtle about it. They're like, so Ivan is the wind. You guys are walking past. You're kind of making some clunking noise. Yeah. Like, you kind of look over. They're just kind of like, what are they staring at?
Oh.
All right. I suppose I have to grab Ryan. He's about to go berate them. How dare you! All right. As you guys are sneaking into the lower deck, you can hear that down here, there are also a couple more sailors. It sounds like they're kind of talking and chatting, but when you get a good look at them, they seem to be kind of guarding a closet.
I activate it. I detect.
Nothing arcade in here.
Okay. Is there any trail or anything around here?
I'd say there's a... Give me a perception check. I'll do it that way.
11.
It looks like there was a faint trail heading from the captain's quarters off the ship. So the object was probably already moved, and it was stored inside the captain's...
It's been moved.
How many dudes?
I got a 5 on notice to see if there's any sounds coming out of the closet.
You can hear some muffled groaning, cursing, something like that.
I suppose I make motion to the closet.
We can take 2 dudes.
There's 4.
2 in here. He's in. Oh, 2 up there. 2 up there who are staring lovingly at left and right. 2 men, 2 boobs.
You know. All right, I drop my dagger.
If you guys, your stomach comes
is
in
there a door we can close to muffle the sound?
Not really. Give me one last stealth check. If you guys succeed, you'll get the drop on them. These do not have the distractions of
boobs.
Three will notice you.
They're going to notice us, Ryan, so...
Ivan, you will get 1 stab. They're not close enough for both to get stabbed.
Okay.
So you have a +4 to hit and a +4 to damage.
One of them will probably be taken out.
One of them is probably going to go out like a light.
I'm going to try to knock him out.
Knock him out? Okay. So you're at a -2. So you're at a +2.
+4.
+4. Wow, that would actually miss.
there we go.
9, hit with a raise.
So
now, I do have a rule. If you do, like, 4 wounds to them, even if you're doing knockout, that will kill them. But 11, 15. Yep, that knocks them from. Whack!
thud.
At that point, he notices you two. So at this point, Ivan's already acted. Ryan.
I'll let you know when I scream, if I have to.
Yeah.
7?
7, are you going for knockout or stabbing?
Knockout. Oh, I guess so then it would be
5.
5.
We'll hit.
Okay.
So far he hasn't gotten a peep out.
Whack! Whack!
4.
I don't have no mercy.
Nothing. That means you have tons of mercy.
Whack with the flat of my dagger.
Okay. You have a +1 to hit.
Thank you, Gengar.
-2, so you're at a net of -1.
Same as me.
Finally!
You might hit 3. 6.
Well, 10.
10 will hit with a raise.
Okay, so strength, plus my dagger, plus
an extra d6. See if you can actually knock someone out. See if Alec can finally make up for all that failed rolling when swinging at whoever that chick was.
6, 8.
8 will just shake him. If he unshakes,
he will scream.
He will scream. So I need a 4 or better to scream like a girl. He will scream like a girl. He unshakes and goes, "Ah!" The two up on deck, this is going to be their spirit, or their notice, as opposed to your persuasion.
You guys need more practice.
So go ahead and give me another persuasion.
I have plenty of practice.
Do I hear
not
that?
Not this type of stuff.
I'm not used to whacking people with persuasion.
A notice. A notice. That's
7.
7 on notice or persuasion?
Persuasion.
Okay. And then go ahead and give me a notice.
4.
No, you will not hear it. Not through the ship.
Okay.
So you're just kind of, and they don't seem to have lost any of their.
Okay, I want to just start talking.
And then you, no, you stretch. Okay.
Start doing yoga.
He screams bloody murder! He draws his pistol and fires. That you hear. That they will hear.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do about that.
5. Does that hit your parry?
My parry is a 5.
He shoots you. 9. He shakes you. The other two kind of activate, going, whoop! And begin heading back towards the ship.
You will hit with a raise.
Hit with a raise.
Yep, that's like 11.
Your sword is only a d4?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sword canes are very strong. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's concealable.
Yes.
6. You will shake the good man. You are shaken.
So vigor, or guts, and...
No, just vigor.
So vigor checked on shake?
Spirit.
Oh, sorry, spirit. So yeah, spirit.
Okay.
You're willing to shake. Ivan.
Do what you do best.
These people are fail ninjas.
I'm not a ninja.
I know, but they're fail ninjas.
I actually hit. I just didn't knock him out in the first blow.
And he also hit.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently this guy's durable. He has an eye patch.
We are.
6. Are you straight up tanking him or just knocking him out?
Knocking him out.
Okay. So 4 +2 -2. It's a 4.
Hit.
That's what I was asking if you was doing. Are you now going to activate now that you've heard a gunshot?
Probably.
The king.
That reminds me of Ash.
Me too.
I think it's probably supposed to.
He needs a chainsaw instead of whatever it is he's holding in one arm. Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Some kind of
heck, even the rune. King reference is appropriate when talking about that.
It's a rune sword thing.
Okay. I'm going to attempt to subdue him again. These guys haven't done anything wrong. Killing them feels a little...
If you stick with that, I will break something. Nothing. Are you subdued? Minus two. Alright. He was shaken. You guys can now begin to hear the thunder of footsteps coming down the stairs. Next turn they'll be able to act on you. It comes to one shake.
No.
There are three people attempting to kill me. Jessica. They have stopped paying attention to Thelma and Louise.
Suppose I'll make my way out to the boat.
Alright, give me a run. Let's see, just as a easy thing. This also works well as a dog, so.
I go 7.
6, 7.
Like I said, I really don't want to get on the boat.
Maybe, oh, no. You're faking a limp because you're stretching doing your.
Let's see. Yeah, I
plus two,
minus
two. Failed to hit.
5.
Oh, yeah, 14. You will hit. Congratulations.
This is why I have Florentine.
8! 12!
17.
17! Finally, we'll knock him out.
God.
Whack. Bam!
Jeez.
Ivan.
Cry, baby.
Move over to the door. Ready for them to come through.
It will be an agility check to attempt to...
Trip them! It's a rule. Obviously, they took a little while.
6. Man, why is it that whenever we get a good look at a pair,
I move up to the closet door they were guarding, and I will crack it open.
You'll crack it open. Inside, you will see a bound and gagged Thidon, and next to him is Donovan. Except. Donovan isn't Donovan anymore. Donovan is...
Brains?
Brain.
Donovan's a...
You can see that there's basically like a bullet wound in his... Or I'd probably say a knife wound, probably right in the heart.
Ooh.
Donovan is dead.
So is he actually zombified?
He is actually a zombie. Like a no-shit zombie.
So I open the door and...
You will see Thidon, who's alive and has pushed Donovan to the other side of the room. And Donovan's like... Except it's bound and gagged.
Are both of them bound and gagged or just...
Both of them are. Except one of them is a zombie.
What the fuck?! let me cut your gag.
Thidon,
let me cut your gag.
All right. No, Donovan, let me cut your gag so you can bite
on
us.
The gangplank.
Nine. Okay, so you make your way up onto it, and next turn you'll be able to go down.
I'll look around, make sure the
ship lurches. Give me guts. No, wait, you're loyal. Give me guts at plus two.
Like, really?
I
don't have to make any sort of fear check since it's the first time I've seen a zombie.
Is it overt that he's a zombie?
We've seen the grotesque? Zombie version or the vampiric.
Yeah, you've seen a Nosferatu. Let me see if zombies actually fear provoking, because actually it's a special rule that they have to have.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if zombie is terrifying enough.
Is there a reason... are they in to attack yet, or should I...
No, they haven't arrived
okay,
yet.
Okay, so I will hold all the other side of the door.
It is because he is someone you know that you have to make a guts check.
Okay.
It's because it's someone you know.
Shit, I don't have a...
any.
Yeah. Oh, I get a plus one on this.
Unfortunately, I don't have...
Four.
None of it.
Four. Okay, you're fine.
Okay.
Nice,
Ryan. Don't lean on the table.
Did you just get coke on the floor?
They were all empty.
They were all empty.
Okay. Ivan is still holding.
Hey, paper towel.
There's a right. napkin right there.
There's also paper towels next to it.
And if those aren't enough. Alright, first one will come through the door. Ivan, give me a pose. Agility.
I got a 2.
So you do have to beat them.
I got a 2.
You do not beat them.
I got the 8. Though.
Can I have 2? I was waiting on the other side of the door.
Yes, you can. You need to beat a 2.
Did you think you would be waiting on the other side?
Yes,
you need 2.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so you will act before he does. First guy walks in. Knockout or shank?
Knockout.
Okay.
Eight. Seven.
So 7 will hit.
Not with a raise, though, unfortunately.
They do not have a parry of 3. 3. So.
Ah, damn it.
He will move in, turn, and shoot you. 9.
My parry is a 7.
12. Stop! What is your toughness?
5.
5. And that is a wound, good sir.
Okay.
I done shot you.
Yeah.
You bleed.
You bleed.
I do.
Bleed.
Sorry.
You bleed, Purdy.
You bleed, Purdy. You will still be bleeding.
Okay.
Okay, he takes a wound and is shaken. The second one walks through the door.
Opposed agility or?
Opposed agility. Target number's an 8.
Got 5.
Okay. He will walk in and turn to you and shoot you.
Why me?
Because he's already been shot.
Don't want to shoot the guy who's been shot?
Apparently not.
I'm just making a choice decision as they walk through the door going, ha! No, wait.
He's
you weren't hiding, weren't you?
That guy. I don't know.
Does 11, 12 hit you with a...
Andre, he could shoot me.
Oh, good point.
I have a 7.
11 will hit you with a raise. So you're not melee with him.
No.
He needs a 4.
I only do 9, so I shake you as you go, oh, Donovan! Ah! Fucker! Now you may act, Ivan. And you start.
At least the fact that I'm incredibly tough.
Yeah, 5.
5 will hit.
Keep me from being
minus 2.
Minus 2 will make it a 3.
Yeah.
That will not hit.
Yeah, you hit with a raise.
Yes. Yes.
24, 25, minus 2. I think that just hits with raise, but just barely.
Wouldn't that be like 4 raises?
I was just saying, too bad you can't hit with multiple
edition,
raises.
In the first edition, you could.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's one.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Yes, it would.
But it would also rock.
It would be exceedingly
8?
Unpredictable.
8?
Unpredictable.
You
roll that 4.
9 is just a raise, so... is KO'd. KO!
Yo, I really have to get
this stack.
You go below deck. You can sneak up on him, or you can just charge him.
I don't really have to worry about being implemented with this, because who's going to say they're going to get knocked out by the Chinese rule?
Well, it just looks like they have a handle.
It does look like they have a handle.
Okay,
okay, they're fine.
No, those guys are smooth, so people are going to start asking, it came from over there! Exactly.
All right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and unshake.
Oh, wait, that's a deep. No, that's soaking.
Why?
Unshaking is bigger, I think.
Or did you ever...
These are new cards.
Oh.
I got a 3. You do not unshake her. You're still shaking
the spirit.
Oh, it is.
Not.
Yes, it is.
Not
Ryle, you are shaken and wounded. You've been put. A bullet has grazed you. That's grazed your magnificent flesh.
So, spirit?
Yes.
So, spirit.
Not that it really matters for me.
You do not unshake! Ivan, now it is your turn to save these two incompetent men!
This has been like the worst session ever for me. Except when it comes to making notice checks.
Six.
Minus two for subduing. So four, which will miss. My two of diamond actually goes.
The one dude.
He's obviously reeling in pain. You're obviously reeling in pain from my awesome manliness. You, however, are dangerous. You're the only one who's not shaken. Three does not hit your parry. By the way, you can see that people will be coming, so on your turn you will want to make a persuasion check.
Reeling from his awesome manliness.
Reel from my awesome manliness, because the 10 of spades goes first. He shoots you again! 4 will not hit your parry.
10 of diamond.
This manliness won't affect the girl.
No. Luckily, it's below the deck, so it's at least plausible that it's from another ship. If it was, like, on the deck, no, there's no gunfire here! Well, it's flying off a different direction. Finally, you unshake with a raise. Flack! Turn around and knock him out.
Hopefully.
You have a plus one for gang up. Never knew my misguided minions would be so effective.
9
will.
8.
8 will hit. We'll shake him. Hearts beats diamonds. Ivan.
This
3-2. Jessica, go ahead and give me a persuasion check. This turn you won't have any penalties. If he unshakes and fires again, people are kind of going, what? Gunfire? What? And you go,
I think it's coming from that ship.
He'll be like, oh my god. Depending on what your roll is. Double ones. It's coming from this ship.
8.
8? You're like, get the guards. And they're like, oh my goodness!
Pirates!
Oh my goodness! Because you actually beat them by 6. Who did this? Just in case. Reel from my awesome manliness!
God.
He does not unshake. Awesome manliness! You see the eye patch. And a scar! He's developing character!
We can't have that. No.
Do you unshake?
9.
You will unshake with a raise, despite the minus 1.
God. Fucking hell.
No.
6.
6, is that including the minus 2?
Yes.
That will hit. Now let's see if you can actually hit him. He's shaking, all you need to do is 5.
5!
5! The second check knocks him out!
Does the scar and eye patch go away? Yeah. The character.
I'm the only one here who can have a scar and eye patch! Jessica continues convinced of it. It's over there! And... All right.
That was ridiculous.
I suppose I walk in and cut Thydon, or Thydon's,
bind. Oh. We need to get out of here, and we need to finish Donovan.
What? Finish him?
Now that you two get a good look at Donovan, you get to give me your guts checks. Because it is someone you know.
So is it wrong that I'm, like, showing more skin than I should? Because I'm acting like a prostitute.
4.
Minus 1 for your wound?
7.
You will fail.
Roll that d20.
They never die from it. They always turn into some horrible creature.
There we go.
Ah, poor chap. But since he is bound and gagged, you can just deliver a finishing move. Kill him. You guys can slip off the ship and Thydon will go.
I think we should probably, give an anonymous tip to East India Company that these people are smuggling, because I don't think we could take on an entire ship of them.
Probably not. We had enough trouble taking on 4 of them.
Yes, indeed.
That was the most epic battle I've
ever. You haven't seen many battles, have you?
No. I'm just a novice. I got hired 3 days before you.
You fought anything? Have you fought anything crazy?
Cultists.
Hag, Yeti, Ghost.
It was a Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, ghosts, animated scarecrow, cultists, zombies. Now a Nosferatu.
I think you
mean insane preacher with a cursed cross.
The sad thing is, you started 3 days ahead of us.
Don't forget the hellhounds.
Oh, hellhounds! More cultists.
Magician.
Do not envy you. Evil mage.
Okay. You guys will retreat back to the lodge and mourn the loss of only Donovan. I mean, Donovan.
Why do I feel like things could have been much worse? Like they were. Travis, be glad you're alive.
What? That's a little awkward.
Same with you, Tony.
What?
And you, Donovan.
Basically, what's going to happen is while Travis doesn't just want to like execute Jeanette while she's sitting in a chair, he's going to turn over to the authorities for, you know, attacking people.
Yeah, that's
well, we were gone when this happened anyway, so. Yeah. And because the women shot first while you were intimidating, you will not lose any form of status or anything.
Although people do kind of give you some odd looks, probably.
Yeah, well, you know, you drew a weapon which is completely ungentlemanly, but then seconds later bullets started entering the air, so they kind of forgive you.
You just jumped the gun a little.
Yeah, bit. You said, put down your weapons! And the two guys are like, what? And then she walks and goes, get down! Get to the chopper! And they're like, and bullets start flying, so. But they will forgive you for your transgression.
Forgive us for our trespasses.
All right. And that's where we're going to call.
Do you like that sound? Then check out the Gamers Haven podcast at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. It's three guys talking about RPGs, board games, and all things game-related. There is also a huge selection of actual play recordings featuring a variety of your favorite gaming systems. Don't worry, you're safe here. You've found a Gamer's Haven.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.